Asadu sadadadaya natinachutataraka hanamunchakadacha namam premrutkantayaspura. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Vijji bhagavatam. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Verse 33. What is the English Bhagavatam? It's taken 25 years to bring the English Bhagavatam. 25 years. Bring it now, now.
Sure.
Matris Svasreyo Vas Chedyo Dantavaktras Cha Pandava Parshada Pravrao Vishnur Viprashapat Vadas tuto Matra Svastrayo Vas Chadyo Danta Bhakras Chapandava Parshada Pravaro Vishnur Viprasapat Padatuto Madrasrasreyo Vaschadyo Dantavaktras Chapandava Parshada Pravaro Vishnu Viprasapat Padachuto Madrasrasreyo Vaschadyo Danta Vaktras Chapandava Parshada Pravaro Vishnur Viprasapat Padachuto. Maharajis, synonyms, Matra Svasraya. The son of the mother's sister, Shishupal. Vaham, your. Chaitya, King Shishupal. Dantavakra, Dantavakra. Cha, and. Pandava, O Pandava. Parshada Pravo, two exalted attendants. Vishnu of Vishnu. Vipra by Brahmanas. Shapat because of a curse. Pada from their position in Vaikuntha. Chutau fallen. Narada Muni continued.
O best of the Pandavas, your two cousins Shishupala and Dantavakra, the sons of your maternal aunt, were formerly associates of Lord Vishnu. But because they were cursed by Brahmanas, they fell from Vaikuntha to this material world. Commentary by Srila Prabhupada. Shishupala and Dantavakra were not ordinary demons, but were formerly personal associates of Lord Vishnu. They apparently fell to this material world. But actually, they came to assist the Supreme Personality of Godhead by nourishing his pastimes within this world. It's interesting how Krishna uses his devotees to facilitate his pastimes. Vrindavane Ramanare Deepasiddha Bhumbam Tatravi Krishna Balarama Supada Mule Gyanam Param Paramai Krishna Sadharmat Yuktam Dandastu Deva Prabhupada Namo Namaste. Sangasara Dukkha Jaladao Padita Sikhama Krodari Nakramakarai Kavali Kirtasya Durvashana Nigaridasya Narasrayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamade Badavalamba Jaladara Shashivarno Gopavisha Kishoro Sahachara Ganabrindai Kridamana Vrajay Shau Natabara Jitave Shau Nilapitam Baradyo Jugadajananahe To Rama Krishna Nato Asmi Vanchakalpatra Vyusha Kripasana Bevacha Pritanan Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Now I'm going to give a very short class, so we want written questions, a lot. In Melbourne, on a Wednesday, I got 150 questions waiting for me in a bowl. And I understood I have 20 seconds per question. But this is Bombay. We should get a lot more than that. You know? Written questions are really good because they're anonymous. Nobody knows who wrote them. And it allows the person to edit what they're thinking. Verbal questions are not bad if you don't have any written questions, but they're not a replacement for written questions because they open doors for criticism that why are you asking this question? It's good. If you have a question, you have a relationship. And if you don't have a question, where is your relationship? The Sanskrit word manishanam means intelligent. And manu means human being. They both come from the same Sanskrit root. So if you don't have a question, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a human being? Anyway, Shishupal and Dantavakra were both offenders to the Lord. And the Lord used them to facilitate his pastime. He gave Divijay 2 points. You can either take birth as 3 times as a demon or 7 times as my devotee. And they wanted to return to their post of Vaikuntha real quick. So they said, we'll take birth 3 times as demons. They actually stayed a little bit longer. They actually had an encore. Back by popular demand, they took birth they took birth first as Ravana and Kumbhakarna and Karna and Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha and as Shishupal and Dantavakra. And then they took birth as Jagai and Madai, back by popular demand. It's interesting stuff. Krishna uses the devotees for his purpose. That's interesting things. Krishna wants to fight. And if he wants to, when he wants to fight, who will he fight with but his devotees? So it's interesting. Now, today is initiation day for many of you. So initiation means to begin. It's not the end, it's the beginning. It's like Bhaktatvam, Brahmanatvam, Sannyasatvam, The position of being a devotee, the position of being a brahmana, this position of being a sannyasi, you never approach it. You never achieve it. It always increases. It's just a service orientation to give you a chance to do it, to do the service. But you never achieve it because you can always become better. This is why I joke from ABC to GBC. Everybody can do it a little better than they did yesterday. Everybody can improve. So business is to improve, no matter what. The business is to improve. So, and it's very interesting about diksha. It is comprised, according to Bhaktisandarbha, two words. Di and ksha. Di means divine knowledge. Ksha means kshayate, or to remove. So it means that diksha is long-term shiksha, which changes the heart indelibly, which causes the candidate, his or her, to give up their propensities for sinful activity. So then what is the diksha ceremony? It's just like formalizing what is the change of heart going on for time immemorial. That's all. Change of heart may be for a few years, 5 years, 10 years. One disciple waited 10 years for his guru to initiate him. So it's interesting. Some people, it's like love at first sight. You understand somebody's your guru immediately. It's cool. How do you get it? Okay. There is the Varma Pradarshak Guru, which translates the person who introduced you to Krishna consciousness for the first time. Then Varma Pradarshak also means to show the path of your talents. Could be a long time coming. It could be a long time coming. Oh, you know, 5 years, 10 years to show you the path of your talents, like that. Then you have your shiksha gurus. You don't have to like everything about them. There's material shiksha gurus and spiritual shiksha gurus. You don't have to like everything about them. They're just expert in their field. You chose them because they're expert in their field. Of your shiksha gurus, spiritual ones, you may have two that you just can't find fault with. Then the next criteria is who's available for you. Krishna comes in your heart and tells you to take your diksha mantras from that person. So that's how you get your diksha guru. And then, it's not by vox populi or people are pushing, other people are doing it, so why not do it? It's not like that. It's according, like attracts like. Even if somebody is far away physically from you, you do it. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first shloka, says that the Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru are both equally worshipable representatives of Lord Krishna. So, you can do it. And if there's a kalaha, if there's a quarrel between husband, between guru and disciple, then Krishna Bhajanamrita says, you shouldn't give him up. You should take a Shiksha Guru and go forward. So that's their ways out, you know. So people should take their vows very seriously, and you never achieve it. Just like, I'm a so-called Prabhupada disciple. So what's better? Somebody who follows and wasn't directly initiated by Prabhupada, and somebody who was directly initiated by Prabhupada but doesn't follow. So what's better? Let's look at it like this. Because our whole idea of mercy of the previous acharyas is shiksha anusara vardma. All of our previous acharyas are present in sound vibration. You follow their instructions, you're their anuga, you're the follower. Diksha or shiksha be, doesn't matter. Shiksha guru or diksha guru, anuga. We're talking about anuga, follower. You can be thousands of kilometers away. You follow their instructions, you feel them walking next to you. Like that. So, that's the idea. To follow the mood and instructions of your spiritual master. That's the idea. It's a beginning. It's like being a parent. A parent is long-term probably until death. There is no guarantee the child... it's basically 8th Canto, chapter 22, verse 9. Bali Maharaj is quoting Prahlad Maharaj because Prahlad Maharaj was more of a factor in his character development than his father Virochan was. So the third pada says, Kim mrittaharai svajanakidasubi. What are the use of the relatives? They're simply plunderers. Steal all the money could be used for Krishna. So Prabhupada was giving in class and he says, if your child, if your spouse and if your for burglar comes, you call the police. If your spouse and child comes, this is love. The male child picks the mother's pocket, female child picks the father's pocket. Legalized burglar. There is no guarantee. And if the child is good, the parents are shinier. Because the parents put a lot into the child. I have a neat story to tell in that connection. In 1994, before I had a schedule, then I visited Madurai. And one child said, please visit my parents. And he gave me a Tamil letter introducing me. I went to his parents' village, a village of Brahmins, Nanguneri, near Nagarkoil, tip of India. So I went there and I landed on the bus stem. I didn't know whether to turn left or right. So I handed the Tamil letter to a rickshaw wala. He read it and he goes, oh, I know this guy. Big man, town. Took me to his house. His parents didn't know one word of English and I didn't know one word of Tamil. As soon as they saw my deity, they gave me everything I needed for my deity worship. After about 4 hours, when I was finished, the ladies of the house, along with some of their friends who knew English, took me to the darshan of the big deity in town. So we did. So, and while they were doing so, the ladies got flower prasadam from the deities. They became happy and they were putting in their hair and I said, what are you doing, mother? And she goes, you know South Indian girls, they put flowers in their hair. These are not ordinary flowers. It's from Narayan. It'll purify our brains for our domestic service. And I went, wah, what a nice realization. So since 1994, I've been telling people, flower prasadam from my deity, put in your hair. Interesting story. If the child is good, the parents are better. Parents are shinier. Interesting. Interesting. I learned that the hard way. Interesting. Like that. Mm. Hey, we need questions. Who's God? Come on, this is Bombay. We should have a lot. We should have a lot of questions. Ah, he's got one. In the back. What we need is a kid, is a gopher, running around kid. Ah, might as well just, somebody just carry it to the guy. The guy's far away in the back.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, you were mentioning different gurus, starting from Vartma, then Patha Guru, and then Shiksha. So you were mentioning that how Shiksha Guru is expert in one area, but in other areas he may not be expert, and so you are not supposed to see his faults. And then at the same time you mentioned that Chaitanya Charitamrita says that how Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru both are representatives of Krishna, and you ought to respect both of them and fully, and they are like, and we also heard from other places that how Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are equally important, and they are both, and sometimes even Shiksha Guru can be even higher than in spiritual elevation. He may be even more advanced than Diksha Guru also. So in this context, how to understand that Shiksha Guru may have some faults, or somebody who is having faults can be called a Shiksha Guru. So how to understand that, Maharaj? Please, if you can help.
First question is that, well, a Vaishnava and Vaishnavi of substance should be a dosha darshi. We should not see the faults. Because everybody's got some faults. Alright, at least we should focus on the positive, not on the negatives. How are we similar to each other? We all do sadhana, we all devotees. Well, could be worse, you know. We're all better than some and worse than others. Better than the Karmis and worse than the previous Acharyas. So,
thank you, Maharaj.
And Orchid, you have two parts of the question. Okay. Orchid.
So, Maharaj, you were telling yesterday that everything is destined.
But Pariksha. Also, Krishna's testing. Pariksha.
Everything is destined. So also Prabhupada said that we can change our destiny. Everybody makes his own destiny. In one lecture I heard. That means destiny can be changed.
Destiny can't be changed. See, the living entity has its free will. You can choose to serve Krishna and choose not. Once you choose, then it's fixed. Krishna's not going to interfere with the minute independence of the jiva. But once you choose, it's fixed. That's clear. As Panchatantra said, whatever is destined to happen will happen. Even if by your karma you think you're good, you've got something in your hand, if it's going to leave your hand, it will. There is a funny story, Dinabandhu used this quote from Murphy, that if something will happen wrong, it will at the worst possible time. Interesting stuff, you know.
Maharaj, also you are telling about astrology 2 days back. So also we hear that during the time of Prabhupada, no? In Mayapur, the famous incident, one astrologer came and so the devotees went to show his hands and he told so many things. And when they came back to Prabhupada, Prabhupada told, just clap your hands and all this, what the lines, they will all go away. So how much?
Devotees, brahmacharis don't need to consult it much, a little bit. Householders need to consult it daily, practically daily. You know, get married, have a child, start a business, practically daily they have to check, like that. And things can change, but very rarely they change. This is, the Prabhupada, when he was leaving the body, then they had different predictions. Have you passed this test? Then the test will come. So Prabhupada said, forget the astrologer calculations at the end. He says, we have this medicine, Jogendra Ras. Let's just take that. So Jogendra Ras and Charanamrita, Prabhupada said, this is medicine. Charanamrita is medicine because it destroys diseases. And one devotee was serving Prabhupada in 1987. And Prabhupada said, I have dropsy. No one lives from dropsy. Nobody. So he left because of dropsy, liver problems. And then, if I've committed any offense to devotees in a previous life, so how does it affect our bhakti in present life? Especially if the offense had been to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. This was told to me by a Bhrigu Samhita astrology. How to overcome the offense we may have committed to a lotus feet of a spiritual master in previous life. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in Madhurya Kadambini chapter 2 about the anger of a Vaishnava that is not finishing. He says, if the Vaishnava is no longer on the planet, then by taking shelter of the holy name, eventually you'll be free. So that's an idea. Take shelter of the holy name anyway. Sukhi thako, dukhi thako, bol, hari bol. Whether you're happy in distress, chant Hare Krishna. Samsare vipari bhai. Is life difficult with many challenges? Bol, hari bol. Chant Hare Krishna anyway. So basically that's our business, to chant Hare Krishna anyway. So one should really not, it's basically pariksha. Any obstacle is pariksha. Just like, for example, Gaudiya Vaishnav Jeevan tells a story about Gopal, Chapal and Devikinandan. He became Devikinandan Das. So I asked Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, because Gaudiya Vaishnav Jeevan is very questionable. And he goes, Devikinandan Das is Devikinandan Das. Once they're initiated, you don't refer to the past. And the disciples went, eep! And he kept quiet, you know. But Gauranga Prem Swami told me this story. He goes, no, Devikinandan Das was Gopal Chapala, as Gaudiya Vaishnav Jeevan says. We should accept that. Meaning, if something is good, we should accept it. Other stories, we can probably beg to differ, because it's Gaudiya Vaishnav Jeevan is a little bit questionable. Like that. So, that's interesting stuff. So, he mentioned that Gopal Chapala had put the paraphernalia of Durga outside of Srivas Thakura's house. And Srivas Thakura said, anybody can see what I'm doing. And then the other people said, who has done this to you? It's interesting. They didn't believe it. So, Gopal Chapala developed leprosy, and he was a Brahmin. Okay? So he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. Oh, Gauranga, you should be merciful to me. And Mahaprabhu said, you should die. But after death, Yamaraj will really get you. Oh, and you really suffer like a dog. Oh, Mahaprabhu, you should be merciful. And Mahaprabhu said, you have to apologize. No way out. So he apologized to Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur threw it over his shoulder. Not such a big deal. But the leprosy continued, meaning Srivas Thakura forgave him, but Krishna didn't. So then he's thinking, what to do now? He fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, Nitai, please be merciful to me. Nityananda said, with the same mouth that you offended at Vaishnava, you should glorify a Vaishnava. Now, Gopal Chapala was a Brahmin, an intellectual. He goes, how am I supposed to do that? You might artificially glorify somebody. How to glorify somebody genuinely? So Nityananda Prabhu said, ask Srivas Thakura this question, the person you offended. So he asked Gopal Chapala, asked Srivas Thakura this question. Srivas Thakura said, serve the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, then you'll understand the heart of a Vaishnava and glorify it properly. Ah, who will accept this wretch? Purushottam Das Thakur. He's Nityananda's Priyapatra. Receptacle of his mercy. He may accept you. So, Purushottam Thakur accepted Devikinandan Das and gave him the name of Devikinandan Das. Gopal Chapala accepted Gopal Chapala as a disciple and gave him the name Devikinandan Das. Then, Devikinandan Das wrote the famous bhajan Vaishnava Vandan, glorifying the Vaishnava, and it basically snowballs from one shloka to the next. It's pretty cool. Then, Gauranga Prem Swami told me there are three bhajans attributed to Devikinandan Das. It's basically a Gatha Kavita. Nobody knows who wrote it. Like that. Written in Bhakti Tattva Sar in Bengal. Nobody knows who wrote it. So that's cool. This is a cool bhajan. Unable to see good in me or others. What is the remedy? even like, suppose you have a kalaha between husband and wife. So a marriage counselor will say, try to see the good in one of the parties. You know, like that. So in the other party, you should try to see the good. So it is not what we differ from each other, but how are we similar? That is nice. We're not seeing properly. We have to see better. That's all. Oh, they do sadhana. They chant Hare Krishna. They prasadam. You know, like that. They're normal. Like in Cross Maidan here in Bombay,
in 1971. Somebody was arguing with Prabhupada. That's all right. Give him some prasada. Who argues with a sweet ball? Who fights with a samosa? The idea that they're already defeated. They're already, by eating prasada, they're already defeated. That's the idea. So basically, we should see the good. We should see how people are similar to each other, not how we're different. Because otherwise, you can't really stop it. Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of America, said, "A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still." You can't force people. One French moralist said, "You cannot bring people around to your opinion, but they will find fault with yours." Which means, first convince them according to their opinion. And when love and trust is established, then you can try to convince them of your philosophy later. On the day of Diksha, our karma is burnt into ashes. Still, why we have anarthas in our heart, although we try to become free from offenses. Interesting. It's interesting. Karma is burnt, and Krishna usually takes it, but why do we have anarthas still? Anarthas are present in the heart. It means you're not trying hard enough. Basically, like one devotee asked Prabhupada, "Why is Maya so strong?" And Prabhupada said, "Your purpose is not strong. That's why." So why do you still have anarthas in your heart? Because we're all imperfect jivas. Like that. Krishna is our spiritual master, offered you to Krishna. So Krishna has accepted you. And Krishna is now responsible for us. That's the idea. But still, Krishna is not going to interfere with our minute independence. Yes, very rarely. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sarupa, who was Gopa Kumar, Krishna interfered with him to bring him to the spiritual world. But otherwise, Krishna generally doesn't interfere. Why don't you force us? Because bhakti means choice. You give it to Krishna with love. Krishna is not going to interfere with our minute independence. Okay. We have to stop real quick. There are certain anarthas in our heart. We realize it if we want to overcome it.
You better take the demons. Take the demons there. We'll do Parikrama.
8 times around Govardhan Shilas is 1 Govardhan Parikrama without buying a plane ticket. Sustan Varya. One resident of Radhakunda, during Purnima, during Ekadasi to Purnima, Govardhan Parikrama is really tough. So, bring it there in the middle. And so, one resident of Radhakunda, during that time, will just go around the Jivya Mandir. So while I answer this question, we'll do Parikrama. Because we have about 6 minutes left. Like that. We have about 6 minutes left. We have to finish by 8:30. So people can do Parikrama with... and we'll answer this question. We overcome anarthas very diligently. Very determinedly. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. And anarthas means... Artha means benefit. And anartha means dirty things that keep us from Krishna. If it keeps us from Krishna, then why not throw them? We are attached to our anarthas. That's all. It's like, why is Maya so strong? Your purpose is not strong. That's why. So we could give up anarthas if our purpose is strong. They asked me in Dubai, how to give kids Krishna consciousness? And I, what the hell does sannyasis know?
like this. They have a saying, don't bark up the wrong tree. The dog is barking at the tree, but the cat has jumped to another tree, you know. So ask your question to where it will give. And I said, let them see death. The child sees death, see his grandfather and grandmother die, then that kid will be screwed on properly for 2 or 3 months. So, Anarthas, there was a girl in Dubai that makes my salads for me. She's from Kerala, but she was in, her children were on vacation, so she was in Aniora in India, and I was in Dubai. So, the temple president's wife said, I put 3 Tamil ladies on your salad. They couldn't make heads or tails of it. And I said, they need a health crisis. If you're going to die of cancer, oh man, you'll figure out raw real quick. Otherwise, one God brother in Sydney said, if you're not going to change your habits, you will die before your habits do. All right. We should do parikrama now. Timely, you know? We should do parikrama now. True, that was good. Yeah. We'll keep this for later. We'll keep this. We have 2 questions here. We'll keep it for later, for tonight. Teach kirtan karna padega.